A federal anti-terrorism law will receive its first test this week in Charlotte, North Carolina. A 28-year-old Lebanese man is accused of smuggling cigarettes from North Carolina to Michigan and then funneling the profits to the Middle Eastern group Hezbollah. He will be the first person tried under a statute that makes it illegal to aid organizations that the government considers terrorist groups. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The government's case against Mohammed Hamoud dates back well before September 11th. Indeed, it was 1995 when investigators first became suspicious of Hamoud, his brother, and more than a dozen other people, most of them Lebanese immigrants. Investigators watched for more than 4 years as members of the group allegedly bought cheap cigarettes in North Carolina and sold them on the black market in Michigan, pocketing about 75 cents a pack in illegal profits. In July 2000, U.S. Attorney Mark Calloway announced a massive sting.
Nearly 230 federal, state, and local law enforcement agents began the process of executing 18 arrest warrants based on 18 federal criminal complaints at residences and businesses in and around the Charlotte area and in Matthews, Concord, and Lexington, North Carolina.
While cigarette smuggling is not an unusual crime in North Carolina, prosecutors declared this case different because of its potential link to terrorism. They claim illegal profits from the cigarette sales were funneled to Hezbollah, a militant group the State Department blames for several anti-American attacks. Hamoud is the suspected leader of the smuggling operation, and he's being prosecuted under a law that's never been used in a trial before. A 1996 statute that bans donations to groups the government considers terrorist organizations. Former Senate counsel Michael O'Neill helped draft the law. Now a professor at George Mason University, O'Neill says the measure was designed to make it harder for terrorists to stay in business.
The idea was to go after as many potential funding sources as possible for these organizations. And even if you could divert a dollar, that was worth it, because that meant that that was a dollar that they either wouldn't have or that they'd have to get from elsewhere.
The attorneys in the case would not discuss it with NPR, but prosecutors are expected to rely on testimony from several of Hamoud's alleged associates, who already have pleaded guilty to lesser crimes and agreed to serve as government witnesses. Hamoud has denied all charges, saying he never was involved in terrorism. And some Arab American leaders are backing him, accusing prosecutors of blowing the case out of proportion. Rajai Kabain heads the North Carolina chapter of the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee. He says Hamoud may deserve to be prosecuted for cigarette smuggling, but the terrorism charges go too far.
The reason this was pursued particularly and followed closely and a vast amount of money was dedicated to it by our government is because these people looked Arab. They were Lebanese and they were probably Muslim, and the government says you need to profile these people and follow them.
Kabain describes Hezbollah as a military defense organization, not a terrorist group, and he questions the constitutionality of the 1996 law. He believes the First Amendment grants people the right to raise money for controversial groups, even if the government believes the organizations are tied to terrorism. Hamoud's trial likely will take several weeks. If he's convicted, he could face 60 years in prison. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.